Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. When you look at the kings, how many kings were there before Israel went into captivity? How many leaders were there? You know, think about it. It wasn't that many. And what are we, your own president, like 44, 45, someone 44? Mm-hmm. I went, hey, that's a lot. That's a lot of leaders, isn't it? And so you think about, okay, we could just walk into captivity like somebody else.
That's right.
And things are being set up in our nation right now. And I truly believe you need to go to listen to the state of our nation on VFNTV. Go to VFNTV.com. You got to watch these prophetic teachings. The state of a nation, is America under judgment? Josiah, it's so important to understand Josiah, because despite all the wrongness, Josiah, when he found out what the rightness was, he did it, and God was so impressed. The Word of God says there never was a king before him or after him that was that good, and he stopped God's definite judgment on a generation, or at least as long as he was alive, and was in rulership. He paused. He put, because God was bringing this on his people. He's about to bring down, you know, great captivity and suffrage on his people. And one man who read the Word of God and believed what God said and responded to it and began to preach to others, he stopped. He put God's judgment on pause. And somebody says, well, that's pretty cool. Well, what's so cool about that is this. Others can be saved. Mm-hmm. People can come to the Lord. You know, people can turn, and if enough turn, if God would pause it for Josiah, right, wouldn't he pause it for Jehoiakim? Wouldn't he pause it for Hezekiah? And these are just lineages after him. Mm-hmm. And but as soon as he died, at the hand of Pharaoh, by the way, you know, an Egyptian pharaoh, mm-hmm, and he went to go be with us. They carried his Bible. I could really feel the pain of a man who paused the judgment. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And the people, their pain, when they realized that he was the thumb in the proverbial dike that was going to hold back this flood that was going to destroy us. And his limp body coming back from the river where his life was taken. And he's not, at that point, he's with God. And they're carrying his body back. And it talks about, you know, the year that King Josiah died. Mm-hmm. Because that was the turning point, you know. And I could just imagine carrying this hope back. Mm. You know, and it's over at this point. You know, at that point, one of his sons pop up and they go, oh, I'll do this thing. And that's about a 90-day job.
Yeah, right.
And then and he tries to make a partnership with Egypt. He thinks he's got it all figured out. And they take him down. And then Josiah's other son goes in, and they put him into place. And this is Josiah's son. That's a normal progression of a reign. The difference is that was God's order, but God did not have his heart. He made a pact, a covenant, if you would, with Egypt, and Egypt changed his name to Jehoiakim, which means a man that God raised up.
Right.
And God set man, and he had this detailed partnership with Egypt. Mm-hmm. And what that meant too was that he was going to pay excessive money to Egypt. He's going to pay tribute to them, which means we got money. We're going to gather it together and we're going to give it to you. That was how he's going to pay tribute to Egypt.
Right.
And so to do that, he brought excessive taxes on Israel. And so all of a sudden, the taxes have been raised to this high level, and even to the point of some quotes, even in some of the leaders today, says 100% tax,
right,
is a fair tax. But hey, you know, if we didn't give God our heart, he's saying is that's servitude, by the way, 100% tax. Mm-hmm. You work, you got nothing, we give you bread and water, that type of thing. And so this transference of wealth that we're seeing take place today is taking place because we've sinned. Mm-hmm. But when we see Ahab, you know, he didn't repent and humble himself and God respond. When we see Nineveh repent and they humble themselves and God stops the plans he intended to bring destruction. When we read about, you know, in Ezekiel 33, where I believe where he says, you know, if you warn the people and they respond and things stop, that we can stop this. I mean, this is a huge sign before us. Talking about harbingers. Listen, I'm talking to you now about them. We're paying tribute to not only Egypt, but also to the Islamic world, where we're sending our money all over the place. We're paying tribute to every nation out there, almost, it seems like. And it's because we've sinned. It's because we've sinned. We've turned away from God's original intent for us, the lordship of Jesus Christ in our life and his word and his expectations of us. And what Josiah did, I'm just giving you a taste of this, that Josiah, the religious leaders of that day, put all kinds of wrong things in their hearts, in the temple of God, know that we are the temple of God. So stuff to us today is like stuff in us.
Mm-hmm.
And God touched Josiah's heart, who started at a young age as a leader. And he sent some people to go clean it out, clean out the house of God. And that's what we need to do, is just clean our hearts out.
Right.
And when he did that, all of a sudden these priests, these preachers, they come out of the temple because they know that these guys are going to go back and dig in the back room and find something called the Word of God. And they come out and they say, look at what we found. It's like, really? Are you serious? I mean, you're actually a priest. I mean, you're actually a preacher. You're the one. This is how this whole thing works.
All right.
The building that you're in was designed through in the Word of God. And so then he says, I want it read to me. And so he has the secretary read it to him, and he's shocked. Josiah is shocked that God's people were totally in rebellion to his word. He was just shocked. He couldn't believe it. And then he realized God's anger is burning against us. Listen, America, God's anger is burning against us. Shut your ears to the person who says his anger is not burning. His anger, listen, if his anger was burning against Israel, who do you think you are as an American to think that God's not anger's not burning against you or me or us? God's anger, he realized when he got in the word, he realized this is not right. And he ripped his clothes. He took his clothes and he ripped his robe, and he personally repented and got his life right before God and all the people. He first dealt with himself, and that's what we have to first do, is deal with ourselves. We got to repent for our own sin. We got to humble ourselves and come to the cross of Jesus and make things right with God and serve him and him only, and begin to be his disciple, learn his ways, follow them, abide with him, and obey him in the Great Commission and the Great Commandment. And understand that, then he began to talk to others and tell them what he learned and what he's personally walking out. A lot of times the reason why people ain't listening to you is because you're not walking in the very thing that you're talking about.
Right.
But you have to be a doer of the word and not just somebody just talking about it. And when you do, God's presence is with you, and it doesn't mean they're going to follow you, but at least that you know now you're actually delivered in the right way that they could hear it. So Josiah did that. And then he began to tear down all these high places, all these Moloch altars all over the place. What's a Moloch altar in America? It just happens to have a stucco building around it, a shopping center building around it. But if you go all the way down in there, you'll see a metal table in there, and that's exactly on this metal table where they sacrifice children to Moloch. It's called abortion.
Right.
So it's taking place. Innocent blood. This is exactly why God was bringing judgment above all things, because of the innocent blood. Manasseh shed so much blood, it was bloodshed from end to end of Israel. And God was telling Josiah that judgment is going to come. It's over. And so when Josiah began to repent, and you can watch this prophetic teaching on VFN TV. Go to VFNTV.com and look at your menu up there, and you'll see VFN TV in the middle there. Hit that, and you'll see several prophetic teachings to encourage you. But this one called Josiah, you have to understand it, because when he did that, God thought so much. Listen, Josiah was like, prior to that, obviously a wicked man, because he didn't have any righteousness or righteous ways in him. But he right. repented. Once he found out what was right, he repented. That's all God wants from us.
Right.
So often the enemy beats us up because we made so many mistakes from yesterday back. We think, how can from today on be right? It's called forgiveness. It's called the mercy and grace of God.
Right.
Don't let your past override your destiny and your future. Look at Josiah's life, because once he found out what was right, he did what was right, and God honored him. And because he was king, He was the decider. He could go and tell people, listen, this is how it's going to be. We're going to tear down these altars. We're going to serve God. And he began to teach the word of God and have it taught over the people and said, this is who we're going to follow. We're going to follow God. And God kept them and blessed them and described Josiah as there never was a king before or after like him. I mean, he was an awesome dude, an awesome king. And once he found out what was right, he did what was right. But then, like I said, upon his death, and imagine, this is the man, this is the whole thing. Now it rides on, will those who were following him as he followed God, will they follow God? Were they just doing it to please him, or were they doing it to please God? Because if you're doing what you're doing to please God, it doesn't matter what happens to anybody. You're still going to walk with God. It's not contingent upon anybody. Like in the first hour, Rick Joyner said, and this is what I live my life by, if we're doing what we do the right way, if whatever reason we were to be taken out, nothing's going to stop because you've been taught to hear the voice of God and you've been taught how to be a disciple of God and how to make disciples and how to be safe in him. So it's not, you should never minister in such a way that everything rides on you. You should be constantly empowering people to walk with God. We don't have positions of power, but empowerment. You're going to answer for making them, you know, dependent on you instead of dependent on God, by the way. Because he said in the last days, men will worship angels, the word angels, messenger. And I wonder if you're having them worship you instead of worship God. Mm. Question. So Josiah, here he is. He's dead now, like I was saying. They're carrying his limp body. And you're thinking, what's going to happen? I mean, imagine how tragic this is. Because this man, once he heard, and all you have left is his body because his spirit's with God now. And they're carrying him back. And you're thinking, what's going to happen next? Mm-hmm. What's going to happen next? And quite often, it's amazing what happens when a leader passes, how people act. It's like, really? Are you serious? Is that what you're doing?
Right.
God's watching you. And they begin to do evil. Immediately his son takes over and starts leading, and he lasts for 90 days, and he does more evil, just like the same evil, maybe even worse evil, and he provoked God.
Yeah.
And at this point, because God had already spoken judgment over, the next son that got in place, he was chosen by Egypt. He was chosen by Egypt, and they changed his name. They didn't use the name Josiah gave him. They gave him the name that they wanted to give him, which was Jehoiakim. And Jehoiakim means God's set man, a man that God raised up. So many people think, well, how can an ungodly person, an idolater, somebody who just, you know, denies Jesus Christ, how can they be used to put somebody in place? It's only because you're part of the 81% that don't read the word God. It's not that complicated. It happens all the time.
That's right.
God uses the wicked to punish and discipline his church all the time. And then once he finishes with the punishment, then he whacks the wicked.
Yeah, right.
But anyway, so they put him in place, and they name him Jehoiakim, which means, you know, God has raised him up, God's set man. And Egypt did this. Where was the first international speech of our current president, President Barack Obama? It was in Cairo, Egypt, at Cairo University. And it was a point of painting a picture to empower, create an atmosphere that would promote the atmosphere to bring and accept the Muslim Brotherhood, who was banned by Mubarak prior to that from even being there. Mm-hmm. And to let them rise to power. And that's exactly what happened. Now the Muslim Brotherhood is over Egypt. Listen, we have so much to share with you on this. Listen, and I got to tell you, you got to connect this. It's so important because you're going to be surprised to find out who Josiah is. Understand this, that Josiah, when he died, who actually put the next leader in place, even though he was Josiah's son, or you could say with us, even though it's American. Mm-hmm. The choice of that leader was chosen by Egypt.
Yeah.
And when you look at what's going on, it's just like, it looks like we have it on the best case scenario is somebody that is so Egyptian friendly that we teach sensitivity training for Islam to our people, that all of a sudden we're more Islamists than we are Americans. Mm. We're more sensitive to Islam than we are to our Constitution. We're more sensitive to Muhammad than we are to Jesus. And it's like, okay, that's tribute. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, right.
That's tribute. This is a warning to us, because this is what he says in Ezekiel. When I bring the sword against you, think about it. If you could describe what radical Islam is, or the Muslim Brotherhood, and you can see even on this post, there's related articles down below. If you're listening to it on The Torch, and you can go to The Torch at VFNTV.com and just look at Muslim Brotherhood 101 and see what they believe. Talk about jihadists, what you just saw happen in the Boston bombing, for example. That was that was jihad, holy war.
Mm-hmm.
And they see this as a positive thing. And we see it as an ungodly thing. It's not a godly thing.
Right.
And with that, so the next leader of God's people was Jehoiakim, which is God's set man, the man that God raised up. And he put God's people under deep, deep taxation. So what is happening right now in front of us? Well, let me tell you, this is your harbinger. Jehoiakim, our current president, which Americans voted for, so you can't blame it on him. You got to understand, this is what America asked for, is now overtaxing. He is openly saying, I think we should be taxed more. I think we should provide more services, which means more taxes and health care and taxes and
mm-hmm.
you know, sending money to Brazil to drill for oil while banning us drilling for oil here. You know, sending jets and billions of dollars to Egypt while we are struggling to get by, borrowing more and more money from other countries and indebting us. That's called a harbinger, that this is a warning to us that we can repent. It's not over if we repent. Right. Problem is who's listening?
Right.
Who is listening to this warning? And he says, if we do respond to the warning, then God will turn. And what happens then with Zedekiah, which is the son of Josiah, is he was God's set man. And I truly believe, I just have no doubt that the reason why President Obama is president, because God allowed him to be, because he chooses the leaders and controls their hearts. You know, and that's what the people asked for. Like, everybody asked, didn't want Samuel. They wanted another king, right?
Right.
And you can listen to SOS, which is a prophetic teaching on VFNTV. Go to VFNTV.com, and it's probably even connected to this particular post as well if you're listening on The Torch. But he's God's set man to humble us, to go through all those processes, to allow the pressures to get on us, to see if we'll... The hardship will cause us to turn back to God. And we're believing that you will. We're believing that you're going to let everything's got to go. I got to have God. That you're just going to turn back to God. And no longer will 97% of the church be robbing God of his tithes and offerings. No longer with the word of God be buried somewhere back in your back room like it was with Israel, the word of God. You're going to pull it out and not only be a reader of it, but you're going to be a hearer and a doer of God's word and blessed in all that you do. That's what we're believing for with this great. That's why we have the third hour with the awakening taking place and the healing revival coming out of South Africa, because it was spoken over America that America would come into a revival or maybe even an awakening, that it would come from Africans and because of what happened in America. And here it is right now. It's just the anointing is coming out of South Africa around the world, and America's being touched by it, and you can hear it in the third hour. Listen, we need to wake up, because the next one, Egypt takes down Jehoiakim and who they put in place, and then they set another man in place, and they name him Zedekiah. This is the uncle of Jehoiakim, and they're the ones that put him in place. And his name means God is just and righteous. Right now, we just have God's set man to humble us. And we're talking to the church here. We're not talking to the world, but obviously experiencing the same humility here.
Mm-hmm.
And because he says, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and turn from our wicked ways and seek his face, then he'll hear from heaven and heal our land. It's us. And so because they didn't respond to Jehoiakim, God set man to humble them, God allows Egypt to put in place Zedekiah. And Zedekiah's name represents God is just and righteous. That's what this means. Jehovah is just and righteous. that all of a sudden now you're going to look at the gavel of judgment is start going to start coming down on all of our sins and where we what we've done, the innocent blood and all the things that have happened. And this is when Israel is taken under Babylonian captivity. At first it was just Egypt, but now God raises up, quote, his servant Nebuchadnezzar, unquote, to be able to take Israel under captivity. And so that happens under Zedekiah's rule. But it was God's set man that progressed to this whole thing. Mm. Listen, this is the direction that we're going. We're going in the direction of Babylonian captivity. We're under, and the history of the world is servitude. And it is, it's not. We are a great experiment that God has blessed us with called freedom and democracy, and that we are a republic, a representative form of government. And we're not a democratic government. We're a democracy that's a republic, which means we're a representative government, that if we will turn to God, things just turn around because it's so important. And this all started, remember, when I was talking to you about Josiah when he had died, but God put judgment on pause because Josiah read the word of God or had it read to him, and he repented and he realized God's anger was burning against him. Because he was a king, he could do that and tell the people, take down this high place, tear that down over here. He would teach the word of God and says, this is what we'll do. But the difficulty in America is this. You cannot preach the gospel from Washington, D.C. because it's a representative form of government. We send them there. We are the ones that are the, quote, kings, unquote, in America. It's a government by the people and for the people. We are Josiah. We are Josiah. But are we ripping our clothes? Are we reading the word of God? Not right now. But if we do, this thing can turn around. God could put this whole thing on pause to give us time to reboot and go back to original founding fathers, God's purpose over this nation and of the church. Listen, we are Josiah. D.C. is not my problem. D.C. is not your problem. We are our own problem. We choose who's there, and we choose our leaders. Find out more by going to VFNTV.com and watch VFNTV's Josiah, and you'll understand more. You've just been listening to the highlights from the daily VFN radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the daily VFN radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com. Or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.